弟兄姐妹平安。啊，我今天要用英文证道哦，所以呀，每次来台语部来讲道的时候，都是一个没有 ，It's my joy, it's a delight。但是我中文没有说那么好，可以用中文证道，所以你们就是 bear with me, right? Tim 帮我翻译 ，You guys will get good translation, okay? And I noticed that you don't have the scripture passages in your bulletin, so.You know, the two passages that Jesse just read, you know, one from Matthew and the other one from Philippians, I will hope and wish that if you have a Bible with you, that you can read through me. You know, read it while I preach. So if you don't have a Bible, you know, I want to invite, just raise your hand. You know, I'm pretty sure that, you know, we can kind of go around.And pass the Bible to you. So it's really important that you have the scriptures in front of you as I preach. Okay, so I'll give you guys a minute to grab the Bible. So, as you guys know, the theme for the sermon series this month in the Taiwanese service is on the topic of the kingdom of God.
那侬知影，咱这个月台语部诶讲道诶主题就是讲关于天国。
And you don't have to, you know, go to that, you know, go to this verse I'm about to tell you right now, but just listen, you know, because the direct link to this phrase, the kingdom of God, is connected to Romans 14, verse 17, where we read.For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
So, 您免去读起个经章，我头先听着讲，除了这四个福音内面讲着这个天国以外，含这个天国有直接的迄个经章，就是记载伫罗马书的福音。吼，伊讲天国，我罗马书十四章十七节，我用华语来念了，就讲，吼，等我神的国度不在乎吃喝喜乐，乃在乎圣灵中的公义、和平跟平安。
So this tells us a few things about God's kingdom, and the first thing you know that it talks about is that the kingdom of God is not a location, it's not like a realm, it's a spiritual reality.
所以这这则圣经甲咱讲几样代志，第一项就是讲。这个上帝的国度，吼，天国不是一个地点呢，而是一个敢那属灵的一个事实、属性安尼。
And this spiritual reality is being manifested in power when demons and unbelief and unrighteousness are being replaced by righteousness, by joy and peace in Jesus Christ. And I think my battery is running out.
当迄、那个，当迄、这个
，No, I'm okay.
当迄个少年也是不信不疑这款代志，会正败吼，啊，会迄个公义和平平安代替先，这是上帝迄个属灵的国度的实现的时阵。
And this kingdom of God is initiated or inaugurated by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, and is partly present and partly future, for it's already inaugurated, but it's not fully realized until Jesus Christ comes again.
这个天国是对耶稣开来的时阵，伫耶稣死的时个时时个点的时阵就开始。哦，对，加即马是暂时实现，将来还阁会实现，啊，不过还未完全实现，是到耶稣基督第二遍过来的时阵就完全实现。
This is basic Christian theology.
这是基本的迄啰基督的真理神性学。
So today our focus is on the kingdom of God in Matthew 13, verse 44 to 46, where it is like a treasure hidden in the field, and a man found it, and he covered it up.
So today we're going to look at the passage in Matthew 13, verse 44 to 46. It talks about this man, he found this treasure in the field.
Then in his joy, he goes on to sell everything that he has to buy the king, you know, to buy that field. So we need to add one more clarification here that the kingdom of heaven is really the same thing as the kingdom of God.
So this man was very happy. He sold everything to buy this field. So let's add a little bit. 这个天国和上帝的国同款，是同款的代志。
And the reason why they're the same is because when, you know, the Jewish people, when they use the word God, they usually replace that with heaven out of reverence for him.
相当是同款的，因为犹太人因咧讲到，上帝这个名，因为伊拢将这上帝这个名改换作天国，因为因对上帝名有真尊敬的心。
But then in verse 45 to verse 46, if you see it in your Bible, you'll see that we have a similar situation where a merchant in search of fine pearls once found it. What did he do? He sold everything in order to have it.
第44到45章，咱们有看到同款的情形，就是讲一个生意人，伊去找好的珍珠，当伊找到一个真价值的时阵，伊将伊所有的变卖去，去来买这粒珍珠。
So the question we have today is,What do we learn from this verse? I mean, what's the main point of this passage?
So, 今天的问题是讲，咱对这个经节是得到什么功课，学习些什么功课？
Well, there's one thing that we know, you know, right off the bat, and that is the kingdom of God is so valuable that losing everything on earth but getting the kingdom is a happy trade-off.
有一项咱随也当了解的是讲，这个天国是这么宝贝，咱甚至也当。付出一些代价去得到伊，这是价值的。
Or having the all-powerful saving reign of Jesus Christ in our lives is so valuable that if we lose everything in order to get him, it is a joyful trade-off.
还是另外来讲，就是讲，乃当付出一些代价来得到耶稣救赎这个画面，在咱在咱内面，这嘛是有价值的。
So I want to put that, you know, as a context of our message first.
所以我要将我的这个信息。都来说个叫透过这两个迄个比如来讲者来看哈。
So now I'm going to invite you to go back to Matthew 13 with me. And I want you to read this passage again slowly. I want you to see this carefully. Go to verse 44 where Jesus says, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in the field." So the focus here is about the value of the kingdom.
所以咱过来邀请你，如果登记来看马太福音十三章，咱过来慢慢啊看哈，慢慢读来看哈，而且。四十讲天国亲像咧宝贝，藏伫迄落园内吼。即、意思讲，即、这个宝贵，宝贵伊个即个真价值的物件。
And the kingdom of God is almost synonymously equated to our salvation or God's reign in our lives, because the kingdom of God is about Jesus Christ dying on the cross for our sins and therefore bring us back from destruction into enjoyment of Him forever.
所以这个上帝国是含得救救赎，含迄落含咱耶稣得着耶稣基督救赎同款。哦，因为上帝的工作就是要，互咱引出咱到耶稣来，耶稣透过耶稣会当得着迄个享受含上帝的同在。
Then keep reading with me.
It says,
"The kingdom of heaven is like treasure which a man found and covered it up, and then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has to buy that field."
哦，伊这个比如就是安尼讲哦。迄、那个天国亲像一个宝贝，甲藏藏伫远吼，人看到就将伊藏起来，啊，佫欢欢喜喜去变卖一切所有，起来买这个园。
And notice that the man sold everything that he had, but he did it with joy. He wasn't like, "Oh, I gotta sell everything in order to have." He was so happy.
我咱要注意看吼，这人真欢欢喜喜变卖一切所有去买这个地，伊唔是讲，哦，我要去买变卖我所有去买这个，伊是真欢喜去。把伊所有诶卖去，去卖这块地。
Now the Apostle Paul really expressed the same thing in Philippians chapter 3 verse 7-8. If you can't go there,
哦，伊啰使徒保罗嘛有即款感想，伊伫伊啰腓立比书三章七十八十有安尼讲。
I'm going to read it to you again. He says, "But whatever gain I had, I count it as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ."
So, 我用华语来讲哦，就是腓立比书三章七十八节说，只是先前我以为我有益的。现在我因基督都当作有损的，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为我认识基督，主耶稣基督为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，我要得着基督。
So in the parable, the man sold everything to get a kingdom. In Philippians, Paul suffered the loss of all things that he has ever accomplished, and he counted them as loss, as rubbish, in order to gain Christ.
所以在这个比喻里面，这个人将伊所有的卖去，除非你必须保罗嘛是将所有一切的成就，哦，伊所有一条感觉对立的，当作有损失的，因为伊有得着耶稣基督。
These two passages are speaking the same realities.
所以这两个建造都是讲同样的事实。
And the point here is not that you buy the kingdom, or you barter for the kingdom, or you negotiate for the kingdom.
这重点是这，不是讲咱会当买天国的事，当买，啊，不是讲用什么手段去得到的。
The kingdom of God is not for sale. You don't buy it. It is freely received if you want that kingdom as the most precious thing in your life.
天国不能买来。 天公嘛，袂当去，去，唔是买卖嘛，唔当买来。天公是讲，你若有真正买来得到，你就会当白白，你就免费会当得到的。It's
as if a poor little child goes into a toy store, and the owner said, "You can have the most expensive toy in this store only if you wanted that more than anything else."
就是场景一个囡仔，一个善良的囡仔，行入一个玩具店，啊，这个主人甲伊讲，你若真正爱的时阵，你会当。
In other words, there is a condition for having the kingdom, and the condition is that you prize the kingdom more than anything else that you prize.
所以天国有一个条件，这个条件是啥物？这条件是讲你爱看看重这个天国，是比别行一切别行拢更加重要。
And the point of selling everything for the kingdom of God in this parable, both for the man and for the merchant for the pearls, is really to simply show where your treasure is in your heart.
So in these two parables, this man who sold everything, and this businessman who sold everything, this main point is that your heart is in which.
Remember what Jesus said? He said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
You remember what Jesus said? He said, "Where your 财宝在倒位，你的心嘛在倒位无
？”So again, the point of this parable is that the kingdom of God is so great, so valuable, so precious that if one sells everything in order to have it, it is a happy, joyful trade-off.
所以这个比喻的重点就是讲，这个、天国是这么宝贵，这么好，所以甚至你将一切你所有的卖去。 这哦，上重要的，我记，这嘛是一个真好、真欢喜的交换。But
what does this mean for us?
所以这对咱有啥物意义
？I mean, there are two things that I see from this passage that's clearly off the bat. One is negative, and the one is positive. I'll start with the negative first.
哦，对咱这个比喻，我有看到两项代志，哦，真清楚两项代志。这两项代志，一个是负面的，一项是正面的。
The negative thing about this parable is that even though the kingdom of God is so great and so valuable and so awesome and precious, it is possible to miss it and as a result, wasting one's life.
第一个负面的，对这个，比如个负面的代志，就是讲，虽然天国是这么好，这么宝贵，这么awesome，这么好，有一个可能就是讲，咱会失去，哦，就忽略这个天国。 啊，地搞了安怎浪费咱伊个人生
？I mean, think about it. If something is so valuable, so worth it, but to choose, you know, other things other than that thing that you want the most is a waste, isn't that true?
你若想看卖，那一项代志真宝贵、真好诶，你等到去选别项代志，这毋知这敢毋是真浪费？
And this goes for everybody, either you're Christian or non-Christian. You know, the parable is so clear that missing God's kingdom is equivalent to throwing our lives away.
所以这是不管是基督徒，非不是基督徒，这种同款。所以，那忽略这个天国，哦，这个消息，这个好好的物件，就是常常咱将咱的人生浪费掉。
And one of the greatest tragedies in the American culture is the way billions of dollars are invested to persuade people to miss this kingdom and therefore to waste their life. You know what that's called? It's called retirement.
在这个美国社会，一个真悲惨的代志，哦，就是讲，一个人用几亿个钱，哦，来给咱说服讲，你唔免去找这个天国，哦，互你看到这个天国，哦，啊，这个是啥物呢？这是叫做退休。
And the entire message of retirement is this. You work for it, and now you enjoy it. 20 years of what? Of leisure and play.
退休的, 他們跟我們說的, 退休的信息是什麼? 就是說, 哇, 我打拼一世人, 現在可以休息了。 怎麼休息呢? 就是說, 過來20年, 我來去佚佗，去這樣呢, 輕鬆這樣一個。
And I'm afraid that for some of us, that's exactly the role that we're taking. You know, maybe in 10 years, maybe in 20 years, maybe in 30, 40 years. But unless we try to make some radical decisions in our lives right now, we will simply go down that road.
我是感觉真可惜，我想感觉咱中间有的人就是安尼，咱的生命拍算计，哦，除非咱即马做一个真决定的迄落选择，哦，过20年、30年、40年来以后，咱以后的生命就是安尼，全浪费去。
And for some of you, you may feel like you have lived more than half of your life. And maybe for some of you, it's more than like two-thirds. But, you know, perhaps you still have several decades left in your life, you know, in your life before you die. And you need to give an account of the life that you have spent before the judge.
咱中间有的人可能已经过一半的人生，有的人甚至过三分之二的人生。哦，不管怎，你二十岁、三十岁、四十岁。
And you know something? If Jesus were here right now, speaking on this very topic, this is what I think he would say.
你知道嗎?若是耶穌在這裡跟我們說這個道理的時候,他會這樣跟我們說。
He would say something like this. He would say that a person's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions.
他會跟我們說,人的一生,人的人生,
Life is not about the accumulation of things. That's what he would say to us right now. And then he would then tell this parable. He would say, the land of a rich man produced plentifully. And he thought to himself, what shall I do? For I have nowhere else to store my crops. And he said, I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry. But God said to him, fool. You know, that's the last word I want to hear from God saying to me.
So, 耶稣的用这个比喻来讲，这是记载在《路加福音》12章，他说，用华语来谈，有一个财主田产丰盛，自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？又说，我要怎么办？我要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里有好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后要对我的灵魂说， 灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安逸的吃喝快乐吧。神对他说：“无知的人啊，那今夜我必要你的灵魂。”哦，OK。
And then the parable continues goes and says like this: This night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
所以，佮继续讲哦，上帝来讲，无知的人，那今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？所以，这嘛是同款，咱为着家己预备财宝的下场就是安尼。You
know how Jesus will love that none of us sitting in this room today to waste our lives.
你敢知影耶稣无爱今仔咱坐伫遮的人浪费咱的人生？
Life is not about the accumulation of things.
人的一生不是关乎得到更多的物件。
This night, your soul will be required of you, and whose will these possessions, our house, our cars, our things be?
永远要得到你的灵魂，所以咱的厝、咱的卡。 这咱的厝、咱的车，这要这些物件要给什么人？
No one on his deathbed was ever comforted by his possessions.
每一个人在要死的时候，会对伊所有的物件得到安慰。
Steve Jobs, the CEO of Apple, passed away in October 5th, 2011. And before he died, he told one of his closest friends that of all the things that he has ever accomplished, being a parent to his four children outweighs 10,000 times more than all the things that he invented.
伊就约伯斯就是迄个苹果的总经理吼，伊伫2011年10月过身吼，伊咧过身的时阵，伊家一个真好的朋友讲吼，伊所有成就一切的代志吼，伊上感觉上价值比一切物件更加价值10,000倍，就是会当做因老爸，因查某囝的老爸。
If anyone, Jesus said, will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. For whoever saves his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and for the gospel will save it and therefore not waste their life.
耶稣也说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为若就自己生命的必要上吊他的生命。
So if you were to ask me now, well, all right then, what does this unwasted life look like?
So 你现在问我说，这个无浪费去的人生是什么样的人生？
What is this picture of selling everything in order to get the kingdom? What does that picture look like for us?
那是说你在想象咱同样这个比如的道路，将一切
Well, according to Paul, an unwasted life is a life that puts the infinite value of Jesus Christ on display for the world to see.
根据使徒保罗，这个无浪费的人生，就是将迄个耶稣无限的迄个观念来显现伫咱的生命里面。
Or another way of saying the same thing is to joyfully display the supreme excellence of Christ by the way we live our lives.
另外一个说法就是说，咱欢欢喜喜将耶稣上好的来表达，画出咱的生命来。
Your life doesn't belong to you.
你的生命不是属于你。
It is a loan from God.
是上帝给你用的使用的。
And it is given to us so that we can use it to make much of Christ.
这个生命给我们是要给我们给耶稣荣耀耶稣的。
Possessions are given to us so that by the way we use them, we can show the whole world that they are not our treasure, but Jesus is.
上帝给我们物件，给我们使用，是让我们在用的时候，知影这不是咱的宝贝，是耶稣基督才是咱的宝贝。
Money is given to us so that we will use it in a way to show the world that that money is not our treasure, but Jesus is.
上帝给咱钱使用，所以咱用这个钱的时候，咱知影这钱不是宝贝，是耶稣基督才是宝贝。You
want to know what your life is for? Let me tell you. The reason you have life is to make Jesus look good.
你也知影你想要有生命，原因就是你有这个生命是要耶稣，要来荣耀耶稣。
It is the very essence that should govern all the decisions that you make. Will the decision that I make actually make Jesus look like the treasure that he is?
所以这就是你做一切选择的决定的基本，就是你所做的这个选择，会让来荣耀耶稣呗。
Am I using money in such a way that shows the world that Christ is more valuable?
我用钱来让世界看到，讲耶稣是更加有价值无？
Am I using my house and my land and my cars and all of my possessions as such a way as a means to show the world that Jesus is more valuable?
我用我的厝、我的车、我一切所有，互来世界看讲，耶稣是更加有价值无？
When I go to work, am I working with the kind of attitude that shows the peers and the co-workers around me that Jesus is the center of my life?
当我去上班的时候，我有用这个态度来上好。 我的同事来看讲，耶稣是我生命的中心。
Or my family and my friends or even my own life, a display for the world to see that Jesus reigns supreme in my life.
还是在我的家庭，在我的朋友的边啊，我生命，让人看出耶稣是我生命的中心无？
You see, the way we display the supreme value and worth of Jesus in our lives, or the way we treasure the kingdom of God as if it is the most important, all-satisfying thing we ever receive, is to place Jesus above all things.
所以上重要就是说，咱来表现或者耶稣基督的咱生命吼，这一切所做上重要就是讲耶稣是上宝贝的。
And then after that, we try to make life choices that in our joy, those things are not rooted in the things that we have, but our joy is rooted in Jesus Christ alone.
所以咱对有耶稣做中心以后，咱就知影咱所做的一切代志。咱所做一切代志就是以耶稣最中心。
So, brothers and sisters, I ask you this question: Are you going to throw your life away with the rest of the world, striving to minimize your sufferings and maximize your comfort?
所以兄弟姊妹，我问你一个问题：你有要含长久世界安尼同款，将你的人生啊浪费掉，来为着要享受做较侪享受啊较少的？
Are you going to work for the bread that perishes, build bigger barns, and lay up treasures on earth and strive for the praise of man?
你敢有为着迄个下海食面来拍拼？你敢为着迄个人的迄个恶路去拍拼，还是剩的世界代志来拍拼？
Now, some of you, you may feel like you have already lived more than half, if not two-thirds of your life. But, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 70s, or even older, you still have a choice to make.
咱中国有人已经活一半人生，或是三分之二，有人是二十、三十、四十、五十、六岁，但是不要紧，咱还有一个很重要的决定，咱还可以当做。
Will you throw your life away by investing in this world? Or will you be like Paul, who counts everything as loss, as rubbish, but to gain Christ as the most central, important thing in his life?
你要将你的人生浪费掉哦，长久这世界，还是你要长久保罗，将耶稣当看作至宝哈，为他，因为他以前我得着耶稣，将万事看作粪土。
You see, you don't have to know a lot of things for your life to make a lasting difference in the world. You don't need a lot of things. You don't need to have a high IQ. You don't need to, you know, have good looks. You don't need to, you know, have riches. You don't need to come from a good family or having a fine education. You don't need those things.
你无需要真有巧的吼，真聪明。你无需要真侪钱，也无，也毋是讲对真好的背景来。你也无需要好的迄个教育，这拢你无需，你拢无需要遮。
If you want your life to count for eternity, you don't need to know a lot of things. But sometimes you just need to know one all-embracing truth, and then to live and die for that truth.
你若爱你的生命吼，有价值吼，伫迄个。你永生内面有价值，你干呐爱知影一项代志，真重要的代志。
In April 2000, Ruby Eliason and Laura Edwards were both killed in Cameroon, West Africa.
伫四月两千年四月吼，有两个宣教师叫做 Ruby 甲 Laura， 因伫迄个非洲的一个国家，叫做 Cameroon， 因丧命了吼，死去。
Ruby was over 80, single all her life. She poured out for one great thing only, and that is to make Jesus Christ known among the unreached, among the poor, and among the sick in West Africa.
Ruby is 80 years old. She didn't have a marriage. She just did this thing, just to be quiet. That's in the middle of the kind people, in the middle of the poor people, in the middle of the people who haven't heard the gospel, in the middle of the people who have heard the gospel.
Laura was a widow, a medical doctor, also pushing 80 years old and serving alongside with Ruby.
Laura 是迄个 Ruby 的同工，伊嘛是咧八十岁，伊是一个寡妇，他嘛是咧医生。
The brakes failed, the car went over the cliff, and both died instantly.
因咧开车的时候呢，刹车失灵，吼，阿都驾船对迄个悬崖下落落，阿两个拢随死死去。
Was that a tragedy?
您看刚刚是一个悲真悲惨的代志无
？Two lives driven by one great vision, spending in service to the perishing poor for the glory of Jesus Christ. Now that is not a tragedy. That is glory.
两个生命吼，伊伫为着迄个 有一个大的迄落异象吼来服侍，迄落即个即个善良的人，即个唔捌上帝，迄唔是悲剧吼，迄唔是悲惨的代志，迄是荣耀。
Two glorious lives being displayed for the world to see that Christ is all supreme, all satisfying treasure that He claims He is.
所以这两个荣耀的生命，或在做规个世界看起这个耶稣，是有影是这个真荣耀、真宝贵的诶物件。
That's not a tragedy, but I will tell you what a tragedy is. I will show you how to waste your life.
迄毋是悲剧，迄毋是悲惨的代志。啊，毋过我甲你讲，虾米叫做悲剧，虾米叫做浪费的人生。
Consider the story from February of the same year, 2000, of Reader's Digest, which tells a couple, Bob and Penny, who took early retirement from their jobs in the Northeast. He was 59, and she was 51.
那看这个故事，这个故事是真实的，嘛是发生在2000年，就是对夫妇叫做 Bob 跟 Penny。Bob 是59岁，啊 Penny 是刚51岁，因真早就退休。
They moved to Florida, and where they spend the next 10 or 20 years cruising on their 30-foot boat, playing softballs, and collecting shells.
哦，所以因本来是住伫东北，所以因退休以后刷去迄个 Florida 吼，啊，因只因都过来以后十年、二十年，因的游艇顶头顶啊佚佗、拍球，啊，过去迄个收集迄个贝壳。
Now, picture them before Christ on that final day of judgment. Lord, look at these shells. Now, that is a tragedy.
你可以想象说，在那个末日审判座宝座以前，他们拿这个贝壳给耶稣看，说，看，耶稣看，你看这些贝壳。你可以想象，这是何等的悲剧。
And you know what?People today are spending billions and billions of dollars trying to persuade you to pursue and to plan for that tragic dream.
所以今天有人用真多钱哦，几亿的钱去跟你说服讲，你在追求这款的生活，这款悲惨的生活。
Brothers and sisters, you have one life. Make it count.
所以兄弟姊妹，咱敢有一个人生尔，所以爱活着有一个价值的人生。
And it doesn't matter where, you know, which season you find yourself in. Don't waste it. Invest in something that will last for eternity.
不管你的年岁是偌济，唔通浪费掉哦，投资伫一个有价值的人生。
Like the man who found the treasure and sold everything, it is a happy trade-off.
成就找到这个宝贝的人，伊将伊所有一切，伊迄个卖去去买这是一个真好的交换。
May God bless the preaching of His word.
上帝祝福伊的信息。
Let's pray.
咱做来祈祷。
Lord, the life that we have does not belong to us.
现在主，阮的生命不是属于阮的。
You own us.
你因为阮是属于你的。
But at the same time, you owe us nothing.You have the right to give us life and you have the right to take our life away at this very moment. So while we still have this precious gift of life, Lord, make us count and not waste our life for your glory.
So when we still have this precious gift of life, Lord, make us count and not waste our life for your glory. So when we still have this precious gift of life, Lord, make us count
That's my prayer, and I know that's the prayer of many people who are sitting here right now.
这是我的祈祷，也是我们所有坐在这里的兄弟姊妹的祈祷。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名，我们祈祷。
Amen.
Amen.